Now, live from somewhere in Switzerland, TalksAboutTech.com presents
The Kian and Michael Show.
Featuring all the stuff you want to hear in a podcast.
And now, please welcome Kian and
Michael!
It is the end of day two in Switzerland.
It is really known as the day of the catastrophe.
Why? What the fuck?
Because it is.
How hard we tried.
We actually drew blood for our cause, but we lost.
And today, earlier, we actually did enter France. And saw French signs.
We did. Oh. We entered France not once, but twice
and
in the same day.
And saw French fields.
It was
and
beautiful.
French hills and corn. It was disgusting.
Yeah, France was actually nice.
You don't know how disgusting it was, the fucking French people.
You didn't see any French people. Or you did.
We did. Too many. About three.
There's loads of French people all around.
No, it's
and
lovely.
They're very nice people.
Unlike you, Lucien, we like France. And we also like Switzerland, don't we, Michael? We do. We do
Switzerland
indeed.
Switzerland is very interesting. We spent pretty much all just the last few hours just looking around Geneva and looking at the different parts of Geneva. And it's pretty cool. And we were at CERN today, of course, again, and we went 100 meters under the ground to see the CMS.
You know the Large Hadron Collider, Lucy? Well, it's the biggest scientific discovery of our times, of our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And we just saw something. We just saw it, basically.
Yeah.
We saw something, like, testing part of the Large Hadron Collider.
Well, what we did see was one of the things that they use for analyzing the particles.
Yes.
So
I think it's C1K.
It's pretty incredible and mind-boggling. And there was a lot of information today, and definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Absolutely, oh, once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience?
What?
Wouldn't you say it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience?
Probably because it won't come back here.
CERN. Because it'll be working next year.
Oh, sure, thank you. Okay, you could...
Wait, did you buy them as well?
No, I can't buy
them. Yeah, I bought them.
Oh, you bought? Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool. So that was really cool.
I bought a chocolate Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, and I bought a whole pack of them for my brother.
I also bought Swiss chocolate ice cream.
They cost like 20 euros or something.
Yeah, but it's Swiss chocolate, you know, in Switzerland.
Oh, yes.
You have to.
You have to pay more because they're in the shape of a Swiss Army knife.
Can you make this out here? See, this second mic on C1KZ.
S.
Is it S?
Yeah. We went over the other bank of the river, which is the south bank, I think.
Which is the very wealthy part.
Yes, there's lots of banks on that bank.
It's a really nice place, actually.
It's the bank.
But yeah, there's a lot of banks, a lot of
and
people in suits.
Hence, it's very wealthy, lots of overpriced restaurants, but lots of also medieval buildings and cobbled streets and places and stuff.
Yeah,
it's very nice.
Very nice. I think it's much nicer than where we are right now. Definitely.
You know.
It's much more. Like, this is much more modern than a lot of the stuff that was there.
Well,
a lot of beautiful old buildings there. And of course, the lake. Geneva is very nice. And we went to an Italian restaurant for dinner. Which was interesting.
It was actually not one too dear.
No, wasn't that bad. And what else? I don't want to go into too much detail about stuff.
Do you?
Go on.
We went into radioactive rooms.
We did. Well, they're not
rooms
really
with radioactive signs on the doors.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure would scare you very much.
Yeah, I was just thinking, Lucien probably would not like this trip at all.
Oh no,
like, there's a million things that he
would
hate about this. And Lucien, if you're listening to this, you made the right choice not going.
Well, I'm not sure it was really, like, he never had any vague interest in going anyway, so. But
if he did go, he would.
Why are we speaking about him in the third person? This is a letter to him.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Well, we're doing this podcast for Lucien, aren't we?
Well, yeah, but we're speaking to the audience of...
Let's talk
as in Lucien.
Let's give our personal opinions on Lucien.
let's do that.
We love him. Shut up, we love him.
Great guy, what? He's 6 foot.
He's not.
6 foot, six pack, ribs.
well, the six pack is definitely accurate. Anyway, between that and the radioactivity and What else is there?
Well, the place we're staying, we seem to have like a million fears.
What?
He'd like have a million things about. He'd be complaining the whole time.
I don't know. I think the place we're staying is nice.
No?
Would you, Lucien? I don't think you would.
I think you would.
Why? What would he say? Just sharing rooms, that's the only thing.
And, like, everything. I think
what?
Everything. Well, he just, like, see, Lucien doesn't like sharing anything.
Yes, he does. Lucien is a very generous person.
No, I'm not saying he's not generous. I'm just saying he doesn't, he's a very private person.
He is, you are.
And this kind of trip doesn't really suit a private person.
It doesn't.
So...
But, you know.
I must say, I'm a very private person as well. I like my privacy.
Do you not like this trip?
Oh no, okay. Well, no, I love the trip. Absolutely. I love the trip. I love the trip. No, I love the trip. The experience to go to CERN is absolutely incredible. I'm very tired though. Can't wait to get some sleep. What? My money bag? Or my money back?
Your money bag?
Back. Well, yeah. I just pay for the dinner, it was expensive. But yeah, if I get some money, that would be good.
Well, I could rip himself out because he's lying to us about the exchange rate.
See, I'd give you some, but I don't change.
And like 60 cents, I remember. He did the calculations on his... on his iPhone, he divided the thing by 1.2. Okay. No, it's... Okay.
We're doing the little steam here.
So, yeah. So it's 18 per person, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm like a walking shop here. €2 and...
It has to be 20.
€20 is what we're all paying.
I don't have any change. No, 18.
I'm looking like
18.
This is the central dynamic of the group.
I actually put in
Shane hates Michael.
I hate it myself in the end.
Michael pretends not to hate Shane.
Can I give you the change in franc?
Most of us get on fine, but that's just, you know.
Hang on, I don't have any euro change on me, so I'll just keep track on my phone here what you paid me and what I have to give you back. Okay, is that alright?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I don't have change.
Yeah, when I get change. Okay, so.
Just give me like €3.
Marley.
That won't actually work. Please work.
Page 20.
See, if I had my own disposable income, I'd like just give you the 20.
€2.
I would have paid for a whole dinner.
Okay, so I owe you €2, Marley.
What?
And now.
Okay. I've given you that. Sorry. I've given you €30. I don't know, but that's been given to you, right?
Who gave me this? You did. Okay.
Wait, no, okay. So I've just given you €30
there.
That's
why you should have done accounting.
And then I need to give him 10. So yeah. Now you've, all of you have given me 20,
yeah.
Except for, oh, you've given me 20 as well?
No, yeah.
No.
Now, okay. Okay, so you've all given me 20, so I owe each one of you €2.
I don't care, Michael.
Three. No.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
You got to balance the books, boys.
I'll sort it out.
Yeah, okay, so everyone, okay. Well, that's easy to remember. Now I just owe everyone €2. That's fine. Okay? Done job. Money sorted. Now we can focus on things.
Here, Michael, a present. Here, a present.
Wait.
Okay, now you owe me €2, right? Okay. Thanks, Michael.
No,
that's fine.
Now I owe you €2.
No. No, because that was a present. I gave you a present of €2, and you gave me that €2 back, because you owe me €2, right? Yeah, right? So, it's fine.
I'm gonna have to see how I'm gonna get changed.
I'll
ask someone. I'm not a good desk for Wi-Fi. I actually couldn't give a crap at this point.
Still there, Lucy?
The only problem is I probably got a crap ton of emails from people who think they're important.
Really? Like who?
Oh, just, you know, certain people.
No, like, you know,
I
I get loads of emails all the time. And plus, I have my own business, so I get a lot of clients with work. So if I'm just like disappearing and not replying to my emails, they probably get pretty angry. My glasses are bent out of shape.
Well, are they gonna fire you?
Pretty much.
No, I don't have a job. I work
for myself. To the radio.
Hi, radio.
Tell the radio about your day.
And it's official.
We had a very nice day. We went. We went to CERN.
Age, where you live, everything.
Your credit card details. Absolutely everything.
Go ahead.
My password is. Nothing.
Your address, so everyone can contact you. Phone number.
Marley just went to check out on the playground back there. It's closed. And it's closed, so she can't go in there. Yeah. Okay.
I saw a fox in my house. In my garden. Yeah. And on the side of the road.
I have
five rabbits. Right,
kills all the rabbits. Yeah, we have rabbits.
Yeah, he killed a rabbit in my garden.
The house.
I have a lot of cats. But there's a lot of cats in the area. That's what I mean.
There's a lot of cows in my area.
Tell the radio about your wonderful day.
We went to CERN. We saw some amazing experiments.
Life-changing experience.
That was very life-changing.
Yeah, it was a life-changing experience.
Yeah.
I feel really small now.
Because of the huge camera.
That was
the huge camera.
Well, it's not really.
Yeah, you know what that thing is?
It's a picture. It doesn't really give you
an image.
It gives you an image.
No. It's not a camera.
Is that the big
plug? Yeah.
But the guy who in the tour, he named it a camera, so it was like camera.
He said, it draws an image, right? But it's not what it's not what you
not what you'd actually see.
But it's something the computer can process. The problem with computers, it finds it very difficult to process just an image like what we see.
Yeah.
That's why if you scan it with a sheet or whatever, text, you can't, it's very difficult to just copy the thing. You have to rewrite the text on the sheet. Into a Word document, whatever. It's very hard for a computer to figure out that's text. So it creates a computer-friendly image, basically. You just get all of the information that a computer would need to recreate.
It's like a word book with pictures. Pictures help them tell the story.
What?
You don't understand it, Jay.
No, it's like a picture book.
It's not a picture book at all.
The images have to visualize the story.
No, it's the images that are taken are for computers to analyze.
Yeah, but the words are there for the reader to analyze.
Is it 8:30 yet?
No, it's 8.
Yeah.
So why are people here?
Then they're already here.
Oh.
No one's there.
Actually,
hey,
so they have
to
shop or something?
Yeah, I want to run up and see you.
Wait,
can you use my phone?
There, sign up.
Keep on creeping. Grab it there.
So are we getting food?
Yeah. Sorry?
Are we getting food now?
No.
So when did you get dinner?
Earlier on. I presume so. Well, I'm not going for any more food.
I know, but when
recording.
I thought they were a myth. I thought they were made of cardboard in all the pictures. Hey. We went to the Alps.
Yeah, we went to the Alps.
So, bonsoir,
okay,
good evening.
This is day 3 of trip to Switzerland.
Indeed.
So, yesterday and the day before, the first day we went to CERN. And today we went to Kian. Where did we go?
I don't know.
We went to the Alps, Kian.
We went to the Alps, Michael.
It was
the Toblerone place.
Absolutely incredible.
It's the inspiration for Toblerone. The actual inspiration for Toblerone.
Yep. It's the shape of those mountains. It was absolutely incredible. I mean, just to be able to see. Like, first of all, we went up on a cable car.
First of all, we got up.
Which is pretty cool.
Some of us had a shower.
No.
We're going to start there.
We had breakfast.
Breakfast
at the
great.
Hostel. Which
breakfast
wow,
is great at the hostel.
It's not actually.
It's lovely. You got it's yogurt and you got coffee with milk and orange juice.
That's
great.
That's about it though.
And you can look
a
at
full
trees.
Continental. All you get is like
trees
cereal
when you're eating your breakfast because there's this little tiny garden outside. And you know what they do? They plant trees in a little tiny concrete
wait,
garden.
Wait, what happened
in
Ireland,
to it
would just be yeah, well, anyway.
And then we went.
Yeah, so we caught a bus. It's probably about an hour and a half.
From Geneva, yeah. And Geneva is a wonderful city. Just to state the fact, Geneva is a very wonderful city.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful,
last
very wonderful
night,
city.
We spent a lot of time kind of looking at it, exploring it, and it's pretty good.
Anyway, we left Geneva early in the morning, and the sun was level in the lake and everything, and it was just beautiful. And then we drove to the Alps, and the mountains got bigger and bigger, and it was just spectacular, wasn't it?
It was, really.
Wasn't it, Jana? It was. Talk about the spectacularness of the Alps.
Very well. There's nice snows and cools up the side. It makes you feel really small.
It does.
It does, yeah.
But the funny thing is the scale of it, like, because if you think of Connemara, right?
Stop.
I know. Hey, I don't want to compare it to Connemara, but I just want to say that.
There was a cool, like, there was a nice
but the thing, is, stuff kind of looks small, but you have to remember, you're like really far away from it.
Yeah,
you know that's the thing.
I mean, they're the highest mountains ever.
So if you were right next, if you were right next to the mountain, it would be absolutely massive. Mm. That's the thing. Mm. Yeah, yeah. That's the kind of way the. Yeah, in the camera, it looked way smaller than it actually was. But they're really, really big. I mean, what, like 3,000 meters?
Yeah.
At the highest point,
know,
was what we were at today. We were probably at about
well,
3,500 meters off.
Well, Mont Blanc is the highest in Europe.
Which is, what, 4,000 something?
Isn't it 2,000?
450, yeah.
Let's just measure it in Mont Blanc, so it's one Mont Blanc.
Bring up the measuring tape.
This hostel is
long enough.
0 points.
Something
with
a Mont Blanc.
That's a new standard unit.
Mont Blanc is a new standard measuring unit.
See, this podcast should be really exciting because we're in a foreign country.
Oh, are we actually doing a podcast? Huh?
Yeah.
It should be really good, but
we can have a Centi Blanc.
We're not living up to it.
No. That's because we're really excited, but we're too tired to show our excitement.
We're too tired. And see, doing a podcast reminds us of banality and the canteen.
And formality.
Yeah, and stuff. And it just, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, if only we could convey how wonderful it was.
It was great.
Yeah.
It really was. It was cold though, up the top. Cable car was amazing, getting that up.
In the
and then we went for a
in the Aiguille du Midi, which is this kind of little place near Mont Blanc, like it's at the top of this kind of peak, small peak near Mont Blanc, and you can look at Mont Blanc and it's at the right top of the cable car and there, you know, there's it's very cold and stuff and it's great. And in the restaurant, in the cafe there, they had about 22 5 kilogram jars of Nutella stacked on top of each other, and we asked about it. We did actually ask about the Nutella, and they got angry and they like started talking to each other in French, which is a really scary language when they're angry. So,
and by the way,
went.
it's like in between Italy and France.
Yeah, we saw Italian soldiers.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, so it's kind
Mont
of
Blanc's on the border.
It's on the border, yeah, between
so
Italy.
Italian
and
soldiers aren't known to be particularly good.
Why?
Like fucked up in World War II.
That's World War II, Shane. Okay. Shane was, of course, alive back then in World War II.
Yeah,
not so long ago.
Hey, Shane,
him.
Talk about your memories.
My memories.
You were a soldier in World War II, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You were the leader of a battalion.
I was an Irish airman.
Irish airman.
He foresees his death.
And he foresees his death and he got reincarnated.
What?
As Shane.
With
the Kelly.
No, I just got bored my whole life.
Wait, we have to talk about the trip, more about the trip.
I know, Ignis.
The walk.
Them mountains are just unreal.
He sits in front of me in math.
Yeah, he sits in front of me. And Hannah and Helena don't have Facebook.
In first year, he like said hello to me every time he saw me.
Who?
He does that. He does that.
Who says hello?
That's how he met Emma.
And then he just
Ignis.
Now he completely ignores me.
He does.
Ignis always ignored me.
No,
because he's from my colour.
Is he?
Yeah.
So I.
Is he native Michael?
Well, see, I didn't really know him, but he went to my Cullen school, didn't he? So
what do you call people from my Cullen?
My Culliners.
Oh, it's not my Cullians.
Cullians. But,
people from Wexford.
You call them sheep.
Yes.
Sheep.
A sheep.
Okay.
Sheep.
People from Wexford are also known as Wexicans.
Wexicans.
That's actually brilliant.
Wexicans.
Wexicans.
People from Geneva are called Genevois.
Le Genevois.
Genevois.
We went on a walk, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this and you haven't been to Mont Blanc, why not? Because it's cool.
We went, so we went halfway down the mountain then, and then we went on a walk where it was actually nice and warm. And we went on a very, very long walk.
Did Lucien want to come on this trip?
No.
No, he didn't.
He said if he wanted to spend like, but he all just that wanted money going somewhere, he wouldn't spend any money on Switzerland.
Yeah, but
apparently he's a boring country.
He just wanted extra content for his podcast so he wouldn't have to actually do a podcast this week.
Well, I mean, what is Lucien... Like, Lucien, have you got a... like... He said he was going to buy a friend.
Oh.
Keep him company.
Have you had any luck with that?
From Russia. Through the mail.
Send her in the
mail. Order.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, we went to the red light district in Geneva by accident.
Yeah, and I just walked off.
Yeah, it was great. Like, we were looking for a place to eat. And we were all like...
Keane was like, oh, let's eat here. And
we were
like,
all kind of frustrated.
The dodgiest place I've ever seen. Anyway, we went on a nice walk and we got trains. And we went to... what kind of a restaurant? It was like a general restaurant.
Was it a pizzeria?
Honestly,
no, it wasn't.
It was a liberal pizzeria.
Yeah.
It was a liberal.
It was a liberal Italian restaurant.
No, it did have Italy on the menus.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
It's called La Raffaella.
And it had an Italian name and stuff.
But so it had Swiss.
And they gave us food. Yeah, I mean, it had fondue.
They gave us melted cheese in a pot for 22 euros.
It was fondue. It was great. It was really nice.
Was it though?
Yeah, it was. It was really nice.
And then you had a bit of my pizza as well.
Yeah, and Mikkel's pizza because Mikkel is a nice guy. Mikkel is a good man. And
I kind of forced you to take it.
Yeah, it was great though, thanks Michael.
No problem.
I also have a slice of pizza in my bag, thanks to Michael. He's not getting back.
Wait, no, feed it to the lads. That's the deal. That you can't eat it yourself.
Well, the lads will be out, like, they're probably coming out tonight.
At Astronauts.
Well, yeah, but they'll always want pizza. They'll always want food, like.
Yeah.
So, that's grand. So, yep. That was the story. Anything else? How far are we in now? 8 minutes.
We're going back tomorrow.
Oh, you sound so depressed. You're just like, we're going back tomorrow.
It's a depressing thought.
Yeah.
This is really terrible.
Kian, look at it positively. You get to go in another airplane.
We're landing in Dublin.
Huh? Well... But you get to go on another airplane. It's going to be so much fun.
Is there anyone else from Enders back yet?
No. Not half as fun.
Well, then make one. It's an optical illusion.
Oh.
The main problem with Dublin is that it's in Ireland.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you look at Ireland like it's a hole. Like it's not a very nice place.
It's fine. I
love Ireland because... Not because it's a nice... Well, it is actually a good city. Galway's a good city.
Yeah, Galway's great. Love Galway.
And, but it's familiar. That's what I love about it. It's the familiarity of Galway and the security I feel when I'm in Ireland.
See, a lot of Ireland makes me sick. A lot of it just is...
This is where I grew up, so it's very secure for me, you know.
Yeah,
whereas
I grew up with people who really aren't connected to Ireland at all. I mean, they like Ireland, but
my
grandmother just
Irish.
Hates Ireland. She's like, see, I come from a family of Protestants.
Okay.
And they've never been really that comfortable here anyway.
Well, that's fair enough, yeah.
Even though they're not religious or anything, it's just, you know.
Yeah, whereas my family there, Irish family.
But no, I like it for it's like its culture. In a way, like it's parts of its culture, like not its traditional culture, but what you can do with music. And
I just like the size of the city. It's like it's not too big or something.
Yeah, it's good. I still don't know my way around every place in Galway though.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
See, I live surrounded by fields.
Because I don't really go into the city that often.
Yeah.
Because you know I'm so far out.
Yeah.
When I get a car, though, I'll be going more often. But
burn myself at the
See, area. I live in a house surrounded by fields. Like, you still cycle into town in 15 minutes.
It wasn't that.
Yeah, you see, I can't.
I didn't. Like, I thought,
that's really handy. Have you ever done
that? And
yeah,
I didn't do anything about it. It's probably the problem.
Yeah.
I didn't mark it, first of all, and then it just got
take me, like... Well, my mum cycled into town from our house.
His finger, and it opened it, and then it closed it because it was so hot.
Oh, it's so bad,
in the same moment. It was like, ah...
Talk about your cut.
I don't want to talk about my cut. See, people probably think I've cut myself and stuff.
Got burnt by an iron.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was, and I wasn't going to ask you, though.
Yeah, exactly, that's the thing. It's really annoying. I'm just going to go around telling everyone, like, hey, by the way, I got burnt with an iron.
I torture
myself.
I scratched myself and I have no idea where it is.
I mean, it doesn't look like a knife cut anyway, so that's pretty obviously a burn.
Yeah, that's
like, I'm not familiar with what knife cuts
are. I get cuts from my cat. It's not actually my cat, it's my mum's cat.
I have a cat too.
So I love all animals, yeah. But I don't really like.
Okay.
Like, he still hasn't replied.
Watch the light.
Okay. Let's watch the light. It's life watching with Shane and Michael.
Yeah.
We get to watch lights. Alright. You got the binoculars, Shane.
I honestly keep forgetting this podcast on. Am I like a common
remember,
character?
Remember, we're light. It's light watchers. It's the light watchers.
Night watchers. Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler. It's like Weight Watchers.
Key, it is Nightcrawler. There's no more Key in it. He is Nightcrawler.
He is Nightcrawler.
We have Nightcrawler, Prick, and Mike.
And
the
then,
NPM.
So. Yeah. That's what our new friends call us.
And there's Duck and Beardy.
Duck and Beardy. Why do you call him Duck? Because he looks like a duck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Beardy, because he has a big ginger beard.
And he's 17. And he looks about 26.
That's kind of true, but that's mostly the beard at work.
Yeah.
That's the really power of the beard. Makes him look.
Keen is returning. They never turned on the light.
Oh, they did, actually.
They're still in there.
They're still in there.
That means they're still in there.
What? Are they right?
Fuck.
Keen.
You left them in there.
Did you turn on the light?
Are they still in there?
We got food from our room.
Oh.
And they're still in there.
Yep. It's probably an excuse for something.
Guys, you know you got a pack for...
Okay, so it's the end of the last day in Switzerland. And I'm here on my own. And just here to give you kind of an update of the trip. And it was really, really good fun. The first day we went to CERN, just got a bit of an introduction. The second day we went actually to the sites of experiments at CERN, which is really amazing. And just yesterday we went to the Alps, and we're about ready to go to get on the plane to go back to Ireland now. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning, so a bit tired, but we had a really, really good trip, and yeah, really, really enjoyed it. I think the highlight was probably seeing the CMS detector, which is part of the Large Hadron Collider, and we had to go down 100 meters in the lift, which I'm sure Lucien would love. I think Lucien would pretty much love everything in this trip, especially going up in a cable car, 3,800 meters. I mean, that's like a dream of Lucien's, I'm sure. Staying in a hostel with 5 other people in the room, Lucien would love that. Sharing bathrooms, showers, everything. So, Lucien, shame you didn't go. Because it was lots of fun, and you missed out. I think Lucien, you really would love this trip. So yeah, good fun, and I don't know what more to say really, except pretty much going to wrap up this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the Switzerland special. It could be very, very long, so prepare yourself. But yeah. All right, so thanks everyone for listening. By the way, you can check out my own podcast, Talks About Tech Weekly, is my podcast. You can go to talksabouttech.com. Sorry, Lucien, I'm plugging myself here. If you want to listen to it, I, of course, will have a CERN special, which will be a little bit more scientific. And so you can check that out. Follow me on Twitter. Talks About Tech 1 is my Twitter account. If you want to do that. And I think that pretty much wraps it up. Nothing more to say. So thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Jimmy and Luke Show. which won't feature Luke or Jimmy at all.